Right now, I'm going to speak to the Minister for State Responsibility for European Affairs, Minister Peter Burke. He's talking about grants that have been awarded to local government to mark Ireland's 50th anniversary of joining the European Union. Minister Burke, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and to your listeners.
You're handing out money to celebrate 50 years in Europe.
Yeah, we're giving an allocation of about €120,000 to 15 local authorities and 3 libraries. And what we're trying to do is to really acknowledge the transformative change that membership of the European Union has had on Ireland, both in terms of our economy and also in terms of our culture, and opportunities that exist now that didn't exist 30 years ago. So we have a range of events planned. I know County Kerry has 3 events. They've been awarded €7,500. One of them is about education, having lectures and really providing key information to students about Europe and what it means for them and what it means for our country to be part of a marketplace of 500 million people. And also there's a lot of historical events and stories and film screenings right throughout the country as well. So I think it's important that we do mark it.
Yeah, and is that from that point of view to mark the, I suppose, the success and the change that's come about in the last 50 years?
Exactly, and it is transformational. As I go around Europe now and I see so many countries looking to get into Europe, we have a queue of 4 or 5 countries at the moment who are very eager, obviously, to get into Europe and to be part of the European Union and indeed the single market, which we joined 30 years ago, and that gave us a passport into 500,000 citizens, and also in terms of services that really opened up our economy, our exports, and all the figures show how much it meant. And also in terms of our agriculture sector in relation to common agricultural policy, the significant changes that has given farmers in improving their infrastructure and upgrading how they go about their daily practices. So there's been huge benefits, and I think it's important that we do acknowledge that. And there's a number of a program events government has set up this year to mark those 50 years and really display impartially, which is important, to all the change that has happened and the benefits of our citizenship.
Okay. Minister Burke, there's a bit of transforming yet to do. We're seeing figures out this morning in terms of house prices, but a continuing contraction in supply. Right now, there's a confidence being debated, a confidence motion in the government debated in the Dáil, the second one effectively to do with housing in a week. Your government coming under increasing pressure in relation to your I suppose, the failure to deliver on housing and get us out of the housing crisis we've been in for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I just stepped out of the chamber there. The debate is ongoing at the moment. So if you look at the facts, it's important that we do deal in facts that this government has built more social houses in 2022 last year, almost 10,000, than the state did since 1975. The most homeowners to purchase their first home, so first-time buyers, on record, since records began back in 2010, in January, we had 19,000 last year, and January has broken all records again in the first quarter, over 1,200. And as well, we've built 30,000 homes in 2022, and hopefully we'll increase past that this year. And again, that is a significant milestone since before the recession. So the key thing is, Gerry, is supply, supply, supply. We have to get new sustainable homes in our marketplace. You quite rightly point out there the intro, the big challenge of getting derelict and vacant properties back into our marketplace. And we're doing that at scale through a pre-Cónaithe grant. And I think your listeners should be aware that there is a grant of €50,000 for bringing derelict or vacant properties back into use, together with a grant of €27,000 you can get from SCAI Ireland in terms of retrofitting and bringing it up to a B or an A rating. So there's significant grants there, and we just really have to drive that reform, and we're working as hard as we can to do it. But I'm absolutely aware too of the frustration that there is on the ground, that people believe it's not happening quick enough, and I do appreciate that.
I was going to ask it. I mean, the issue is, I mean, Cónaithe, from what I'm hearing, they're going to start to have a bit of an impact, all right, but there's been lots of schemes announced over the last number of years. There have been issues. There's been a pandemic. There's been logistical problems. There's been the war in Ukraine. But this government and previous government that Fine Gael were part of have been promising for a long time now to fix the problem. How much longer are people expected to wait?
Well, I think in the first instance, we should judge the evidence. So house numbers coming into our economy are increasing sharply over the last number of years. I know people are very frustrated that that scale isn't higher, but the reality is, in terms of getting the skill set, building up our construction base again, getting our apprenticeships back rolling and get them fashionable again, which Minister Simon Harris has been doing through the Further and Higher Education budget, that's also important. It's a key component of getting house building and construction moving at scale. But looking at planning permissions and commences, I genuinely do believe we're on the right path. But I have to be honest with people that our economy was almost at stalemate for over a decade. And we have a lag of around 250,000 homes in Ireland that are required right now. And it's very difficult to turn that around in a couple of years. It just takes
time. Are you running
time,
out of time in which to do it?
No, I think people will judge us on evidence. So I think when you look at communities, I've been down in Kerry going through all the various different sites there. When you have people in communities seeing in real time house building underway, sites there with diggers in and builders building, they can see it's actually happening. And I would think people will consider very carefully before they change horses when they see a model is actually working. I know it's been frustrating in terms of the time that it's taking, but there are genuine reasons why it took that time. It's because we had to build all that capacity back into our economy. So we've done that, and I think we are delivering at scale now. So it just will take that bit of time, but it is happening.
Okay. Minister, can I ask you on a separate issue? News this morning in the Irish Independent of a man who managed to make his way onto a flight to Birmingham through Dublin Airport without having any boarding pass or a passport. How worried should we be about security at the airport when something like this can happen?
Well, as someone that's in the airport quite frequently at the moment, I do think security is very robust. I was actually very surprised, if I'm being absolutely honest with you, Gerry, to hear that. I was actually shocked to hear that someone could get through all the rigours that are there in terms of going through the screening and indeed the checks at the gate to get onto an aircraft. It is very concerning, and I'm sure the Minister for Transport will be taking that up with the DAA and the relevant authorities, because it is key. And I know as someone who uses the airport quite frequently, safety is paramount, and aviation safety is so important that we cannot in any way ever let our guard down. So there will absolutely have to be an investigation into this, how something as shocking as this actually happened. And it is not good enough, and we have to be very clear in calling that out too. You know, it's not good enough that someone can go through the airport and actually get on a plane, from the report I have read. That is very shocking, but it will be investigated in full. But in the main, I have to say, in terms of our record stands out very strongly in terms of safety. I think the evidence bears that out too.
Okay. Minister, back to the housing, or I should say the conference motion, which is to do with housing. Are you confident you will win it?
Absolutely. I think if you look at the number of confidence motions that we've went through over the last number of years, the government has the capacity to draw votes from right around the political spectrum. We've won most of those motions in double figures, right up into the teens, and that really is well past the government majority, which displays again its capacity to bring people from right across politics when fair proposals are put on the table. And I believe that would be...
Are you having
again
to give away things like you had to the rural independents last week in order to get those votes? Are you having to buy the votes?
No, I think everything has been published. So we're very aware of issues that the rural independents were looking for. One was Croí Cónaithe, as we mentioned, but some of our own Fine Gael colleagues and many of them have been calling for those issues too, in terms of having the rental market brought into the Croí Cónaithe, where you can actually rent out a house as opposed to live in it, as well as the Fair Deal reform. That's been talked about through government, and that has been published. So I think what's important here is that when the motion is put down, like it was last week, that all the details that have been agreed upon are put down on paper and laid before the Houses of the Oireachtas, and that's as transparent as we can get.
Okay, Minister, it's a tough place to all air, and at the best of times, at the rough and tumble of it all, but how are you feeling after your own recent health travails finally?
Very good. It was just one of those things that happened. Never found out the root cause, but I'd say it was a mixture of being a bit exhausted and not having enough to eat on that particular day. But very thankful for the services in St. James's Hospital. I was looked after very well there. And I can really see, Gerry, which really shows me very much and very clear, is the stress and the pressure they're under. I was on a trolley overnight in A&E, and it is very difficult for a health service what they're coping with, so we have a huge amount of work there to do. I think government should also acknowledge the problems as well and be very honest about them, but we're absolutely trying to move might and main to solve them.
Okay, Minister Peter Burke, thanks very much for talking to us, and glad to see you back on your feet. That's Minister for State for European Affairs Peter Burke, about 50 years in the EU, and grant aid being given to local authorities.